T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. It is week 10 of Connecticut Business Now, brought to you in partnership with BigCT.Business, sponsored by the Superior Network of Companies based out of Southington. It's our weekly Wednesday morning sit-down with business leaders throughout Connecticut, giving small and medium business owners and community leaders like yourselves or your bosses the opportunity to tell Connecticut your story and shed light on the struggles and solutions that you and others in your industry are experiencing here in Connecticut.
And because some of you are just tuning into the show, you may not have been here last week. You should have. CT Business Now segment for the first and second time. Interested in knowing why WTIC partnered with BigCT.biz to encourage local business owners and nonprofit leaders to register and become verified in the Business Innovation Gateway, CT First. The directory is set to launch in 2020. We have Big CT founder Kathleen Crispino and a very special guest, Michael DeSapio, Mike Jr., by the way. Sorry, I didn't want to make your dad mad. Okay. From Pat's IGA grocery store, and you're here to share good news. Hey, good morning, Kathleen. How are you?
Good morning, everyone.
And Mike, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Mike, most people in Connecticut are familiar with IGA grocery stores. Yours is in Woolcott. But Kathleen tells us your story is exceptional. What do you do?
So we are very large in catering and prepared foods. We have 3 full-time chefs, 2 part-time chefs. We are constantly trying to make it easier for our customers. We go to local farms daily to pick up produce. We are still cutting, grinding our own raw meat. And we have a full-scratch bakery as well.
Wow.
That's pretty good. Yeah. Are more stores doing that?
It seems now that a lot of people are moving towards that trend. Yes.
Okay, you know, just for a minute, you're the third gen. Are you the third or the second?
Third.
Whew, been around a while. Is it hard? Has it changed over those 3 generations doing business in Connecticut?
It definitely.
You've certainly changed.
Yeah, it definitely has changed. Right now, it is a lot harder with online shopping. I mean, all you have to really do is just click a button and groceries appear at your doorstep.
Yeah.
Now, there's a huge minimum wage increase, which hurts a lot of businesses. There's a lot more taxes and everything else going on with the state of Connecticut.
Well, let's talk a little bit before we get into your family's history in the business about the fact we've heard from a lot of business owners who say that the minimum wage, obviously people deserve to be paid more, but it's going to put some people out of business.
No, I definitely agree with that. People do deserve to be paid more. That is true. But everything else goes up in prices, too. Now, we have to figure out what to do with not the extra money, but now we have to pay more employees and everything. So obviously our prices have to go up as well.
Right.
You can't survive by just having us pay more.
Well, you know, I think the other thing, too, Mike, is that in my experience, like, I don't know what the average age of your workforce is. But my guess is it's a great job for a high school student, for somebody who's young, an entry-level job. And at that point, are you worth $15 an hour? Probably not. And I'm not putting you down. I'm just saying.
No.
You know, that's the reality of it. But it leaves a lot of kids and employers like yourself kind of reluctant to hire more, I would guess.
Yes, 100%. That's why you see a lot of Stop and Shops, a lot of Home Depots, everything moving more towards self-checkouts.
Right. How'd your family get into the business?
So my grandfather was actually a carpenter. In 1983.
He built a grocery store.
Yeah, basically. In 1983, the local grocery store Pickwick closed. My grandfather, Pat, and my grandmother, Rose, both loving, family-oriented people, thought it'd be beneficial to bring in a fully independent grocery store that could do exactly what their customers are looking for.
Do you think sometimes they're not listening to you at the legislature?
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Most of the time.
What's the biggest problem you have with that?
Trying to survive, really.
And you've got to get together with other people, do business with people that are local, so that, you know, the state itself collectively becomes stronger.
Yeah.
Right? Exactly so. Kathleen, just for a minute, every legitimate Connecticut entity has a legal service, product, destination, social service. Anyway, how does this work? What do we have to do? Sign up to get in the dictionary or the directory or what?
Thanks. All everyone has to do is actually just go on to bigct.biz/register and register your legitimate business and get verified on the platform. And that's it. We'll do the rest. Once we get everybody in on one platform, then we are going to be able to vote on these issues.
Good. That's what I wanted.
We're going to be able to vote on the issues and have the information that we need to simply give one to three issues a week, two little paragraphs right in your hand, right on the, you know, in your hand on the phone or on the computer, and educate all of our business owners that don't have time to go do this because they're actually working all day. And we're going to make it really super simple. No politics, just the facts. Educate them and then vote in within 5 days to turn around the vote. And then every week we're going to have the answer collectively.
Have you had a chance to talk to anybody from the legislature yet about this?
I have.
What kind of response have you gotten?
I have a few particular people that are extremely, extremely interested. And then we have some longtime people that are just putting up the blocks, and they're not our elected officials either. They're actually paid people under them that won't push it up.
Right. Well, unfortunately, that's the way the government sometimes works. Do you need a certain amount of people to make the directory work?
We need everyone. I mean, the directory is only as good as everybody that's in it, and that's why we made it 100% free for everybody to get in. Just register, you're in, and we will become the CT first validated directory, which obviously, because you're validated, protects the consumer from any kind of scams.
Give it a try. It's free.
Yeah, it makes sense. If people want to get in touch with you, what's the way that they do it?
They can call me. My number is 203-537-6277, and you'll get me. A message, or you can text me and or go to bigct.biz.
Mike, how did you get involved?
Kathy actually came up to me, which is amazing that another business owner looks out for small businesses and medium businesses. And once she started talking to me, I got right involved. It's an easy way to understand what's going on in Connecticut and try to better your business.
When you tell your fellow IGA owners about this, what do you tell them?
I tell them, guys, it's free. It's an easy way to advertise. It's an easy way to keep your business going. Yeah, exactly.
You're not going to ignore a couple thousand people. Or certainly,
and it could get up to, I mean, potentially up to 340,000 people. Do you know the power that will give to the people?
We'd like you to do.
And it's a nonprofit managed, so it will absolutely be free of corruption or politics.
All right, that's good segment. It's good to have somebody who's as successful as Mike in studio with us. Mike, thanks a lot for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, Kathleen, always good to see you. Things pop when you show up.
Thank you very
see you later,
much.
Babe.
All right.
See you next week. Bye-bye.
Be sure to tune in every Wednesday morning at 8:20 for the next segment of Connecticut Business Now. In the meantime, make sure your favorite businesses and nonprofits are in their 2020 directory. Tell them to register at bigct.biz/register. And don't forget, if you miss a segment or you miss a show, you can go on WTIC.com/biz and catch up with it. Thanks, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.